This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Going to be a good one.
You know, we've had somebody similar to this organization on before, and I'm really looking forward to getting into this conversation and seeing what NAC is all about.
Yeah, let's do it. So we're joined this morning by Tim Trumbull. He is an online operations and media coordinator with NACA. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. I know you're very busy, so appreciate that. Tim, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, about me, actually, I've been with NACA for a little better than 6 years now. I came on board with the organization actually more or less at the peak of the mortgage crisis. NACA was organizing a national tour of events conducted all across the country to work directly with the banks to help people who were in danger of losing their homes, had unaffordable mortgages. And I joined the team as a counselor traveling across the country. We were doing massive events in cities all across the country, including a number in Atlanta, where we were able to bring the banks along with us, have our members, the homeowners, sit down face to face with a NACA staff member for counseling to determine what they could legitimately afford. And then we'd send them directly to speak face to face with a representative of the bank and get a solution for their unaffordable mortgage, in many cases right on the spot. So started with the organization in a very adventurous role, moved over to the media side of the operation from my own background in the broadcasting industry about 4 years ago. And have been here ever since. I've still been on the road quite a bit as we have continued to do the events. We've done more than 160 of them across the country. But fortunately, I'm getting a little time here in my office in Charlotte to sit back and concentrate on some other things. So again, thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. So you told us a little bit about your role and what you do at NACA. Give us a little bit better idea of what NACA does. Give us that 10,000-foot view of NACA.
Okay. Well, NACA is a 27-year-old HUD-certified nonprofit organization. We are the nation's largest HUD-certified nonprofit community advocacy and home ownership organization. We have 40 offices all across the country. Our corporate base is in Boston, and our largest facility is actually our National Counseling Center here in Charlotte. We have two key programs. One is the Home Save program, which I alluded to a few moments ago is how I started with NACA, where we do help homeowners all across the country who have an unaffordable mortgage, who have some sort of hardship, whether it be through extended illness, job loss, death in the family, decreased income. We've spoken to folks all over the country. And so far to date, since we started the program in 2008, we've saved more than 250,000 homes from foreclosure. And we continue to do that. We work with folks out of the National Counseling Center here. We do our process by phone, fax, and internet, and we continue to work directly with the banks to help people save their homes. Our other major program is our purchase program, and that is something we are very, very proud of. It's something we created a number of years ago in conjunction with Bank of America and then later City Mortgage, where we offer what we call America's Best Mortgage. Now, we work primarily with low and moderate income families, but anyone is welcome to come to NACA to be a part of this program. And we help people buy a home with fair, fixed rate, affordable mortgages. No down payment, no closing costs, no fees. You don't have to have perfect credit. Again, it's a fixed rate mortgage that starts below the predominant market rate, and you have the ability to buy down that interest rate to virtually zero. So it's an incredible program that we have been doing actually between the two major lenders, Bank of America and City Mortgage. They have committed more than $13 billion to our program. And so we are, as you can imagine, especially now, the demand for that program is just growing by leaps and bounds. And we're continually opening new offices. Again, we've got about 40 across the country, and we're doing all kinds of innovative things as well, including an outstanding 15-year mortgage program that we hopefully can talk about here in a few moments, Our Historic Detroit Neighborhood Initiative is an offshoot of that purchase program. And so, well, you know, as you mentioned, this is a busy place. It's a great adventure here because we know we're making a difference in the lives of so many people all across the country.
Yeah, it sounds great. We're going to get deeper into the purchase program as well as the 15-year mortgage program after we return from this quick break. So Tim Trumbull, Brian, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, so we're back with Tim Trumbull of NACA. He's the online operations and media coordinator with NACA. So, Tim, this purchase program sounds outstanding. It sounds like it's really impacting the industry. How do you get into it? How do you start? Is it a simple matter of making application? Walk us through how you start.
Well, the first place to start is actually through a workshop that we conduct. Usually in a city where we have an office, we'll conduct at least two workshops per month. They are open to the public, but you need to go to our website and register first just to make sure that we don't run afoul of the fire marshal in the facility where we hold it. But you go to our website, you actually just simply punch in your zip code, and it will show you the nearest workshops to you as far as what's coming up over the next couple of months. You can register for the workshop. It's about 3 hours, but you learn about NACA, our history, our advocacy efforts over the years, how our purchase program has evolved, and then basically how the purchase program operates. As a unique part of the program is the fact that it's not based on your credit score. It's actually what we call character-based lending. We do look at the credit file, but we don't look at that credit score because we know those are quite often deceptive. They don't really tell the story. So we look at the credit file in detail. We counsel the home buyer when it comes to living within a solid, tight budget, managing their money well, and we determine what they can legitimately afford for a mortgage payment each month, and that's fully amortized principal, interest, taxes, and insurance mortgage payment each month. And once we do that, we're able to work with them to help them find, in many cases, the home of their dreams. So the program has been around, as I mentioned, for quite a number of years, more than $13 billion available in that program. And that is something that is just growing like crazy right now. We are absolutely proud of this. We're creating hundreds of new homeowners across the country every month. And it's something that the demand for which is just continuing to grow. But that very first step is attending that workshop. Typically, they're held on Saturdays. It's amazing how the faith community across the country has come behind us. Many of our workshops are actually held in churches. Others are in libraries and community centers, but it is free of charge. All of our services are free of charge, and that's how you get started in the program to take advantage of what we call America's Best Mortgage.
Well, I can imagine that this would be a growing demand for the purchase program, considering it sounds like such a manageable program. So tell us a little bit more about the 15-year mortgage program. On your website, it says that it is, quote, the best loan in the history of real estate. And that is from Jim Medley as a real estate agent from the LA Times. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible when Jim made that quote. That was actually in regards to a story about the Ong family in Azusa, California, who were the very first people to take advantage of this 15-year loan in the state of California. And Jim made reference to that, calling it the best mortgage in the history of real estate. And we were thrilled when we heard that. But this is truly a game changer. There's a wonderful story, actually, behind how all this happened. Our founder and CEO, Bruce Marks, was at a symposium here about a year and a half ago called the Color of Wealth. And it was talking about financial management, primarily for minorities. And seated next to him was Ed Pinto from the American Enterprise Institute. And as part of the discussion that went on, there was quite an open discussion about mortgages and affordability, whether higher interest rates actually did reduce risk or if they were a fair way of offsetting greater risk. There was quite a debate between Mr. Marks and Mr. Pinto, but eventually they realized that even though they were looking at it from different perspectives, they really had the same goal, making that opportunity of fair, affordable, responsible home ownership and personal wealth building, personal wealth management, a reality for everyone possible. They really had that same goal. And so they came to the conclusion that they were going to take a shot at working together to try and create a revolutionary new mortgage product that would accomplish that for folks who in many cases might be denied a mortgage through more traditional channels or at least might fall victim to predatory lending. It took them about 7 months to put this together, and I was very fortunate I had a little bit of a background view on this. They worked very hard at this. Mr. Pinto and his colleague, Mr. Olliner from the American Enterprise Institute, worked very closely with Mr. Marks. Then Bank of America came on board as the initial lending partner. Citi came on board very shortly thereafter, but we announced the establishment of the program September of last year at a banking conference in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it has really shaken things up a little bit since then. One of the great things about this particular program is that the 15-year loan is something that does help build equity in the home much faster because of the shorter term. Normally, you start with a lower interest rate because of the shorter term. It does build equity faster because of the shorter term and the lower rate. But we also wanted to look at it from the NACA perspective. One of the things that we have always been able to talk about and be very proud of in our program is the ability to buy down the interest rate to near zero. As I mentioned a few moments ago, it's a no down payment program. And so funds that are normally set aside for down payment can actually be used to buy down the interest rate. Now, that's typically much more efficient in terms of the dollar savings over the life of the loan than a traditional down payment. 3 to 6 times in many cases more efficient in terms of dollar savings compared to a down payment over the life of the loan. With our 30-year loan, it's actually an outstanding buy down opportunity. For every point, every 1% of the mortgage amount paid in up front reduces the interest rate by 0.25%, which is actually very good. Many banks, if they offer that kind of thing at all, it's only 0.125% per point. So we're already starting out ahead by having 0.25% per point on the 30-year loan. But when you get to that 15-year loan, it gets even more amazing. You have the ability to buy down that interest rate where every point paid in advance buys down the interest rate by 0.5%. It is probably the most aggressive interest rate buy down program in the country. And it allows, when you look, for example, at today's rate, which is sitting right at 3% on that particular loan, that means 6 points, 6% of the loan amount paid in advance would buy that interest rate down to zero. And that is just absolutely amazing. That doesn't go exactly to zero, and that's literally just because the bank's computers cannot handle a zero interest rate. But you can, in many cases, buy down that interest rate to as low as 0.0625%, 1/16 of 1%. So that is, you can't get much closer to zero than that. And that's one of the great things about it. You have that wealth building aspect where equity builds very rapidly in this particular loan. As a matter of fact, that's why it was originally named the wealth building loan. We've kind of nicknamed it the Freedom Loan because of the financial freedom that it does grant a lot of people. But even normally, without buying down the interest rate, you'll typically see this loan create a 40% equity position in the home after just 7 years. That's an incredibly quick turnaround on equity. If you look at a traditional 30-year loan, you look at the vast majority of the payments for the first 15 years or so going to interest. Well, here you've got something that's paying much more toward principal and building equity very rapidly. And that's even if the value of the home does not appreciate, if it just stays stable. But if you buy down that interest rate even further, it's just amazing how quickly you are able to build equity and the amount of savings that you have over the life of the loan when you're buying down that interest rate to something so very close to zero. So it's an absolutely incredible program. It really has shaken things up a little bit. We've actually got the two banking partners are actually trying to look at ways to introduce a very similar program on their own. A couple of other banks are looking at trying to come up with something along the similar idea. They haven't done it yet. And it may take them a little while just simply because we put so much work into putting this one together. But this 15-year Freedom Loan is just absolutely a game changer in terms of the mortgage industry as a whole. And it's definitely a game changer for the families who have become homeowners through this program.
Tim, it sounds like a great program, and I agree with you. It's a game changer in the industry, so appreciate the important work that NACA is doing there. Sadly, we are out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about NACA and all these wonderful programs?
Well, the fastest way to learn about NACA is right there on our website, naca.com. It's all right there. Again, to find a workshop in your area, just simply punch in your zip code, and it will show you a list of upcoming workshops in your area. You'll find lots of information on there about our history, our advocacy efforts over the years, what we're doing with the HomeSave program, both the 30-year and that incredible 15-year mortgage, and even some of the things that we're looking at toward the future. We're, as an advocacy organization, we're looking at taking on the student debt crisis that's emerging in this country, and that and so much more. There's also many other ways to contact us. One of the most popular ways is through our online forum, which is simply forums, forums.naca.com. And we've got many social media channels where they're on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we're on Google+, we're on LinkedIn, we are on Pinterest. We're out there very easily to find. If anybody wants to contact me personally, very simple, ttrumble, T-T-R-U-M-B-L-E at naca.com.
Tim Trumbull, Online Operations and Media Coordinator for NACA. Tim, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Tim Trumbull, my co-host Brian Nonnie, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.